Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's mini class. Today, I am teaching you about your lymphatic system and everything that you truly do actually want to know about it. That, you know, it's all of the stuff that this world, unfortunately, has not taught you. It should have. It would have really helped you out. Hey, everybody. So today, we are talking about your lymphatic system, everything that you gotta know, how to take care of it, what it does, why you have it, what we can do for it. Hi, everybody. And as I teach you today about your lymphatic system, which again, you gotta know about, as I teach you, I'm gonna be cupping myself with cupping therapy, which is very related to the lymphatic system and supportive for the lymphatic system. And I really got to work on my own self-care, and I'm a really busy person right now. So we're going to be doing this and using my body as an example to help me and support me as we educate you guys. So we're just going to team up and be really, really good with our timing and productive with this. And guys, I still get nervous before I go live. You know, right before I'm like all excited, and then I get really scared and I'm like, oh God, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to? And then Soul is like, yeah, if you don't tell the people about this, if you don't go on silly Instagram and teach people for free, how are people going to find out? So let's make this fun and interesting. Hi, everybody. I'm very happy to answer questions. We've got an amazing website, inspiredsovereignty.com, where you can learn a whole bunch of stuff. I got a whole bunch of free, supportive, cleansing, and healing resources for you. We also have a YouTube channel. We have the podcast, which is Inspired Sovereignty Radio, and a new podcast, Holy Sacred Shit, which is all of the teachings that you want to know about to heal yourself or to self-heal yourself. You know, technically we can't say the word heal so much legally, but I mean, your body's innate blueprint is to heal itself. So if we just get out of our own way and learn how to provide the right type of supportive environment, your body's going to heal because your body is literally designed to heal. So I've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I've got a list over here behind you, and I'm going to go through this list, educate you in the most succinct way. I'm going to try to create a really good resource out of this. That's why I'm moving fast and I'm staying on topic, because I really want to keep everybody well engaged. I realize that I am, I thought I was missing something. I'm not. So let's take care of my body while educating you about your body. And so for anybody that is going to be popping in on any of these classes, guys, I'm doing them most every day, most-ish every day, and they're all going to be on topics that they're like the thousands of little conversations that I've had with my own clients over the years, and like these simple little conversations about our body, we're able to very quickly completely shift the way that we understand ourselves, the way that we perceive ourselves, the way that we perceive our body as a system. Not only is it a system, it's a system of systems. And when we can understand these individual systems, from like your blood system, your cardiovascular system, to, you know, your lung system, to your skin system, to your immune system, to your glandular system, like all of these little systems, hello everybody, they all work together. So when we can simply start understanding and understanding these bodies as multidimensional light projectors that somehow occur through just being like a flesh suit, like we're just elementals. We're elementals. We're flesh, we're guts, and we're skin, and we're bones, yet somehow we have a soul inside of us. And isn't that spectacular? Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's mini class on what you actually gotta know about your lymphatic system, because your lymphatic system is related to, it's a system that's involved in every part of you that doesn't feel well. your lymphatic system is a part of all of it. And why are we not always talking about it? Like, especially with what this gong show has been in the last couple of years, the first and main thing that we should all have been talking about this entire time is our lymphatic system, friends. Okay, so I'm gonna get started on this to take good care of myself, because once I got these cups on, I should be leaving them on a good 10, 15, 20-ish minutes. However, we are doing the front of my body, so it's a more delicate area, so we're probably gonna do less, okay? But I'm gonna teach you as we go, which means I really need to focus on two different things. Maybe this wasn't a good idea. But we're just gonna go with it. So your lymphatic system, it does really two different functions in your body, okay? And I'm going to try to explain this very, very well. I'm gonna try. So if you have questions, put the questions in. Also, if you have ideas or questions, things that you would like me to do future daily mini classes on, let me know, hit me up, okay? And we'll do them, because we all have healing to do and it takes all of us learning. But the way that the human body heals is mostly the same for all of us. So when I can address one of your problems, it is actually going to teach a lot of other people how to heal their problems. So I appreciate your questions and your engagement. And also, please do your part to share these types of resources with people, because this is how we truly spread community consciousness. This is how we expand consciousness collectively, is by sharing information, because then we understand things differently. And then when we understand things differently, we see things differently. Then we make different choices, and then we create a different timeline. It's really easy. Okay, so your lymphatic system, it's all over your body. It's a liquid network, like a almost like a vascular system in your body. So you've got your blood system, right? When you think, when I say, hey, what is the watery stuff in your body? What is the water system? And you're like, my blood. My blood is water. My blood gets pumped through veins all over my body. We've got different sizes of veins, right? We've got like your aorta, which is really, really fat, and like blood pumps hard through that. You know, we've got all of your veins, which are smaller than your larger blood vessels. And then we've got your capillaries, and your capillaries are the tiniest of ones. I mean, if you were to connect all of your blood vessels together, which I mean, they are all connected together, but you know, make them like one linear line, it's supposed to like wrap the planet like a bunch of times, or it's ridiculous. Okay. But you've got then your really, really tiny capillaries in your blood system that takes all the nourishment and oxygen to all of your cells, tissues, and organs. Okay, so that's your one liquid system in the body, and your heart is what pumps that liquid system around. Okay, so that's a system that we're all very familiar with. There's the other liquid system, and that is, hi everybody, that is your lymphatic system. So lymphatic system is another liquid system in the body, and it goes all throughout all of your body, because its functions are, number one, being the garbage collectors of the body, and number two, actually, these are kind of reverse. Okay, so number one function of your lymphatic system is to be your immune system. So this is like where all of your fight or T cells are, and your lymphatic system, when something is off in the body or when we have an invader, the lymphatic system is what like jumps into action and is like on it, or at least it should be, right? The other function, the second function of your lymphatic system, is that it's the garbage disposal. Your lymphatic system, it's the garbage guys. They're constantly going around your body with their garbage truck trying to pick up the garbage in your body. And so, well, how do we get garbage in our body? We get garbage in our body just by being a human, just by all of your like 50 to 100 trillion cells every day. They're doing their little cellular things constantly, and they're eating and they're pooping. Your cells are making garbage all the time. So your lymphatic system is going to go and collect that garbage, as well as when your lymphatic system goes and like attacks things that shouldn't be in your body, it's also collecting those things as garbage. So your lymphatic system, it's your immune system, and it's your waste disposal system, or like the first part of waste disposal. Okay, so a lot of us don't recognize these attributes and functions of our lymphatic system. And so your lymphatic system, it wants to be really healthy. You know, we've got the system and the network itself. Hi everybody. Hey everybody. We are talking about your lymphatic system because this world should have taught you about it, because it matters so much. And whether you want to feel better, get rid of your headaches, have better moods, have better flexibility, lose weight, heal anything, your lymphatic system is going to be involved. So that is why we are going to talk about it. Also, guys, I make this succinct, and I keep flowing with this so that this becomes a really good resource on the replay. It'll be on our podcast, it'll be on YouTube, it'll be on Facebook, and eventually we're moving over to TikTok and other places, okay? So your lymphatic system, we gotta keep it flowing. So we've got nodes everywhere. And you know, I know that you guys know what lymph nodes are because we often have felt them, right? We felt them in our throat, we feel them in our armpits, in our groin, sometimes in our neck, even on our scalp. But your lymph nodes are everywhere in the body. They're just like the little kind of like grouping points as your whole, all your lymphatic channels meet up. And so when lymph becomes more stagnant, because it's like a clear gel, when it becomes more stagnant, the lymph nodes can become congested and they can become harder or thicker. They can become woodier, like they actually feel kind of like they're made of like a soft wood. They can become very irregular shaped. You know, we can have a lot of even diseases begin to grow in the lymphatic system. So the idea of like, okay, so we've got this lymphatic system. Holy shit, it does really important things. It's the main part of our immune system. And it's the garbage disposal system. So obviously, we want to keep it functioning, right? Let me finally put a cup on myself. So I'm also, guys, little side note, you probably know I'm healing from topical steroid withdrawal, which I used them 3 years ago and my skin is still healing from it. And I'm at like the most tolerable situation right now. So I'm using the cups right now on the main parts of my body that are still affected by the topical steroid withdrawal, because this is going to help purge my lymphatic system within these areas and draw new fresh blood, new fresh lymph to the area to help my skin organ and my nervous system within my skin drastically deeply heal. So that is why I'm doing this in this area. You can even see that I've got some marks from where I was cupping myself a couple days ago, and like, holy crap, I can feel it making a difference. So I'll explain what this is actually doing and how I'm doing it and stuff at the end, because I want to stay strictly right now on the lymph, okay? So where was I? I was saying that, yeah, this stuff is so important. Okay, so your lymphatic system, so important, it's going to drain into your colon. So this is a cool thing. So how I said that the lymphatic system is your waste removal system. It's like, well, we know, how does waste really come out of the body? You poop it out. That is our main way of getting waste out of the body. We pee out some waste, we exhale out some waste, and some waste is also exited via our skin. But the main waste factory in the body is obviously, it's your pooper, okay? So your lymphatic system that I mentioned is everywhere. Your lymphatic system is in your body, going everywhere. It's collecting all the garbage everywhere. Garbage from viruses coming in, garbage from whatever toxicity is around us, garbage also that the cells just automatically make from just being cells. So lymphatic system is going, grabbing all the garbage. It's the great garbage man, bringing all of that garbage down to your colon. And this is also why we don't ever want to be constipated. We want to have a healthy colon, because your lymphatic system is taking all of its garbage and it's dumping it into your colon so that you can then dump it in the toilet. That's your job. Okay, so that's super, super important that all of that is functioning, okay? Because we have to get our toxicity out of the out of our body, out of the lymphatic system, okay? The other organs that are very, very much related to and participating with your lymphatic system. Okay, I'm doing one on my arm so you can see like the skin getting pulled in. It's creating negative pressure, which is a vacuum. So guys, where was I going with that? I gotta pay attention to you, not me. Okay, so the organs that are also a part of this is your spleen. Your spleen is what filters your lymphatic system, right? A lot of us don't ever think about our spleen. Your spleen is a very fantastic little sacred spiritual organ, okay? It is underneath your left rib cage, tucked in right beside your pancreas. So your spleen, very important. A lot of us don't know. Oh wait, okay, sorry guys. I got a question that I am going to answer. Kimberly asked, how do you know where to put them? I'm assuming that you mean the cups. I'm gonna explain all of that at the end. There's a lot of places on the body that it's totally safe to put them. There's also certain places that it's not safe to put them. And also a lot of people do have contraindications to cupping. So if you're curious about that, stick around to the end or go research for yourself. And okay, so the spleen is very related to your lymphatic system, as is your liver and your colon, okay? So when we have a stagnant, congested lymphatic system, which a lot of people do, and I will explain the reasons why, when the lymphatic system becomes more congested, your colon's gonna become more congested, your spleen is gonna get congested, and your liver's gonna get congested. And at that point, now your body is very, very burdened, and now it's gonna start overburdening other organs of elimination. And that's where you're going to start seeing bladder kidney problems or issues. You know, you're going to start seeing skin issues. You're going to start seeing probably lung issues and bowel issues and all of these issues, because the lymphatic system, which is what? It's our immune system and our garbage disposal system. These two systems aren't, it's one system, but these functions in your body aren't being done properly. So let's say I have a castle. I have a castle, a whole bunch of people in it, a whole bunch of servants, whatever, whatever. Okay, so my castle though, right now it's like the guards have gone on strike. Shit. The guards have gone on strike. I've got no more guards. I've got nobody protecting my castle. Okay. The moat has dried up. The alligators have died. So like anybody can just get into my castle. And then the other thing is the garbage men have also quit. So there is shit in the streets. People aren't feeling good. Everybody's getting sick, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like if those two systems, hello everybody. If the garbage disposal system of your body and the immune system, the defensive system of your body, if those systems aren't working, what the heck? So wouldn't it make sense if this is the stuff that they would teach us on in general? Right? I think so. Okay. So those are the organs that are really, really associated, and we become very stagnant in our lymphatic system. Most all people are pretty darn stagnant. Okay. So how I mentioned at the beginning of this live, and please everybody catch the replay if you're curious about this, and you better be curious about this because we all got to heal ourselves. And we don't need to go to people to heal ourselves. We just need to learn this shit for ourselves and spread this wisdom to one another. Okay. You don't have to be, you know, a professional like myself to know the stuff, to understand this stuff and be able to help heal yourself. Guys, what was I going to say to you? Okay. So we have the two different liquid systems in there. So we're talking about the blood, right? What pumps the blood? The heart pumps the blood. So now when we look at the other liquid system, lymphatic system, what pumps the lymph? Not a heart. We don't, like, our lymphatic system doesn't have a heart. So what is going to stop your lymphatic system from getting stagnant and congested, right? Like picture a pond, like generally ponds, swampy stuff. It's like there isn't moving water. So shit gets gross, right? Wherever there's moving water, stuff stays fresh. Stuff keeps moving. Stuff stays very living and alive and energetic. Okay. We don't want to be a dirty, gunky pond that water is just stagnant. So what pumps your lymphatic system all over your body so that your little immune fighter guys can be like on the move, and the garbage trucks aren't stalled on the side of the road. The garbage trucks are on the move, right? A lot of y'all have really stagnant, stuck garbage trucks that are overflowing with garbage. None of the garbage is getting to your pooper, let alone into the toilet. Question is, do the cups suck toxins out through the skin? Yeah, they do. Some people will even put like cuts on their skin first and then cup it through. So yeah, it's really powerful. Like this right now, these cups, and I'll talk more about cupping at the very end here, or maybe throughout this. Okay. Whatever you guys want. You guys just tell me. Hi, Carolyn. It's great to see you. Gorgeous. Okay. So these cups, they're going to pull the stagnant blood and stagnant lymph to the surface of the skin for then my skin to process. So because the areas of me that are most affected still of topical steroid withdrawal, my face, my neck, my collarbones, and like especially like here on my arms and stuff, and I still get like pussy little bumps, I get like little sores, my skin shedding all the time, it's still kind of gross. But I noticed from like the areas that I've been doing, my skin is chilling out. Like I really feel like I'm aiding in the healing process. I also do this on my back. I do this on my butt. It's really, really good also for like tight, tense muscles, because it brings all of this blood also to the muscles so that the muscles can really be activated with healing. Because anytime that we have like this influx of very hydrated, oxygenated, like nourishment filled food, but sorry, blood. I mean, because our blood is what is like the kitchen of the body. So your blood is carrying nourishment. So when I do this, it's like I'm pulling all of this lymph, stagnant lymph and blood to the surface. But at the same time, I'm pulling fresh blood and fresh lymph also to that area. And that's what's going to create healing, because like I'm making the garbage men move, right? I'm activating my immune system while I'm also sending this area tremendous nourishment to feed this area. And if I'm feeding this area with oxygenated blood that's really hydrated, you guys know that my blood is hydrated with Kangen water, and then so pulling all of that fresh blood and nourishment, and I've been juicing now and I'm not eating the inflammatory shit, you know, so I'm going to create all of this excessive healing in the area that I'm going to be cupping right now. while at the same time also pulling forward all that stagnancy and toxicity out as well. So, right, and so we're seeing it as like I'm affecting my skin, but at least with topical steroid withdrawal, your skin's affected, but also like it's so deep in the skin that also like your nervous system, like your nerve cells are also affected and your veins are affected by it. So by doing this, it's like I'm bringing healing, not just to the surface of the skin, but to all of the layers of skin underneath and then the other bodily systems that are embedded within the skin. Another thing that I forgot to mention earlier, guys, about your immune system, your lymphatic system, how I say that it purges into your gut, it releases into your colon so that then your colon can poop all of the waste that your lymphatic system garbage man went and collected from all of your body, purging it into the toilet. So about 80% of your immune system is in your gut. Let me say that again, is that 80% of your lymphatic system is actually found in your colon. So in your gut, we have so much lymph. And here's wisdom download for you, how not to get disease is like, it, most people, right, have about 5 to 25 pounds of putrefying waste in their gut. What is putrefying? Putrefying means that it's like food. It's food that you've eaten, right? Where does it stop being food? Where does it become poop? Who knows? But right, we've got all of this food in us. Hey, Louisa. Hi, darling. It's good to see you. But we've got all of this food residually just stuck in the lining of our colon, and it is sitting in there at body temperature day after day after day. Guys, it's not frozen. It's not in glass. You know, it's like literally cooking at body temperature for weeks, for months, for years, for decades against your tissues at body temperature constantly, right? So that's crazy shit. So, yeah, so if you've got all of this putrefying waste with bad bacteria, with parasites, with yeast, all nestled into your gut, well, that's sitting against 80% of your lymphatic system also. So that's now going to contaminate your lymphatic system and help your lymphatic system be more stagnant. It's going to help your lymphatic system slow down, but then also that toxicity that is sitting inside of your colon, again, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Now that toxicity is now leaching into your immune system, into your lymphatic system. So this is what we call also auto-intoxication. Auto-intoxication means that the toxic shit that is inside of me all the time that I'm not getting out of me because this world hasn't taught me, or I haven't chosen to learn, or whatever your reason is, it's still completely your responsibility. But auto-intoxication is where all that toxic shit literally stuck inside of me is just constantly re-intoxicating me, right? So we know that we can get toxicity from what we put on our skin and what we, you know, what we consume, what we drink and everything. But you also have toxicity constantly being produced by just the shit that's inside of you and the parasites that create toxins. The yeast creates toxins. The bad bacteria creates toxins and diseases. You know, you catch my drift? Maybe why this isn't sticking, you really want to moisturize first so that you get a good grip. And you know, everything that you put on your skin is also going into your lymphatic system, you know? So guys, this is a vegan queso jar, but this is a balm that I make out of just like, it's food ingredients, you know? It's just food ingredients that go into here. And it's like the healthiest thing I can be putting on my skin. And I am happy to make it for people also and send it to you. So here, I just took this cup off. And so I don't know if you can tell, but it's a bit swollen and it's a bit just oozy, but it's oozy because that's lymph and everything that is just coming to the surface. So I'll get another one more while we keep talking about this really, really important stuff. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, so a big part of us becoming diseased and ill and unwell, and so whether you're thinking about yourself or you're thinking about maybe some of your family members and some people that you love, because we know that a lot of our family members are very unwell. Most people are going to have very congested immune systems, or very congested lymphatic systems, very congested livers, and very, very, very congested colons. You guys want to see this in action? Can you kind of see that? Whew! Whew. And so when you're doing this, it feels really good. Like it's kind of like, whew, it's a lot. But what it feels like is like if I was to take like my fingers and my thumb and like pull, kind of like pinch on you, not pinch, but more of like a deep pinch pull. And it feels really, really good. It like pulls on all the muscles. It pulls on your fascia. And your fascia is like this crystalline matrix within your body that is actually physical. Like it's physically within the body. But the fascia is like this communication network that literally everything in your body, all of your cells communicate. Everything communicates through your fascia system. It's really crazy. So let me see where we're going with this. Okay, so we've got lymph nodes. We're understanding that now when our lymphatic system becomes more congested, Do you know what? I have to let a bit of air out of this, guys. You see like how purple it's turning? It's like that. You do always want to be cautious with this and do what is comfortable, okay? We're understanding now that our lymphatic system becomes more congested, and at the same time, other systems that are related to it and function with it, interdependently with your lymphatic system, will also be affected then by the toxicity, or like the accumulating toxicity and stagnancy of your lymphatic system. So I just really want you to see how all of these things are very, very interrelated. So when we have toxicity and stagnancy, congestion happening in one of the organs, then that therefore really starts screwing up all of the other organs that it's connected to. So if you're constipated, you're also right there. Like if you're allowing yourself to stay constipated, because you can fix it, and I can teach you how to fix it, and I promise you, I'll teach you better than anybody else how to fix it. Because as a colon hedge therapist, like most people that work with constipation and bowel problems, they are missing such integral pieces of the puzzle, but they don't know that unless they've literally had so much experience seeing what comes out of people's butts, you know, because that's what this is really, really about. But like, if you're allowing yourself to be constipated, you right there, you're screwing up your liver, you're screwing up your lymphatic system. Like we're creating an overload in the body, and like 90% of disease begins in the gut. Death begins in the colon, because like that shit is toxic, guys. That shit is toxic. I know that there's no way that anybody would eat food that's been out on their counter for a week. You know, if there was poop like on the top of your skin, would you let it sit there? No, hell no, you wouldn't let poop touch you, let alone let it sit there. But are you gonna let pounds of poop just sit in your belly, like literally inside of you? Yeah, you're gonna. Why? Because it's uncomfortable, Ivy. Because it's scary, Ivy. Because I don't know what to do, Ivy. Well, I'm gonna be here to teach you guys and help you. But it's like, we have to do this work for ourselves. Because if you've got pounds of pollution sitting in your belly, that's affecting you. That is affecting you. Even if you, like, and the thing is that if you think that it's not affecting you, like if you haven't tried being without it, you know, and if we don't have that point of reference for like, what does it really feel like to not have this in me anymore? Then, you know, we don't know what it feels like to be clean and pure until we like literally start cleansing and purifying ourselves, you know? Okay. So where I want to go with this next, friends. So for stagnancy, yeah. So we pollute the body inside. That is where auto-intoxication comes in. Our fascia is affected. Our colon is affected. And it, when our colon is affected, because our colon is what feeds our blood, then our blood is affected. And then when our blood is affected, every single cell is affected, because the blood is what brings nourishment to the cells. So the blood, hi everybody. The blood is so important. The blood is also so sacred. The blood supposedly is where we carry our ancestral records and our Akashic records. So, you know, when our colon is polluted and congested, the blood is polluted and congested, and then the lymphatic system is polluted and congested, and then the liver is polluted and congested, and then the other organs of elimination, be it your lungs, your kidneys, your bladder, your skin, all of these other organs of elimination are also now going to be overburdened and start experiencing symptoms of imbalance or symptoms of dis-ease, you know? So I'm really trying to teach you guys how interrelated all of the systems, we can watch this in real time. Hang on, I gotta do this with opposite hands. I really want to teach you how interrelated all of these systems of your body are. And I want you to see how by working with one system, you work with multiple systems. And I want you to see and understand that unless you're really working to purge and heal and cleanse and support these systems, without that, like, you're not going to find true healing of whatever your inflammatory condition is. And I know that most of you guys all have some decent inflammatory conditions, because I've worked with people for a long time, you know? And if we're utilizing any quick fixes, like maybe we're utilizing antihistamines or Advil or steroid creams or like whatever it is to reduce your symptoms, you're shooting yourself in the foot. And the longer we go denying our body's healing, the harder it's going to, like, the longer it's going to take. But then also, the more you're going to have to work back. You know, it's like going hiking. If you hike 10 miles in because you're stubborn and don't want to turn around, you got to hike that way out. You know, so for myself, when I realized, oh my goodness, I'm shooting myself in the foot with certain things that I'm doing, I'm creating more of these problems. Like that's on me. So the longer I stay on that path of like, I'm not actually doing the things to help this, I'm just kind of plateauing and coping right now, it's like, that's still degrading on your body because time is passing and your body is still in this inflamed or congested or toxic or dehydrated or over acidic state. Okay, so all of it is very, very interrelated and all really matters. So if you're having any problem with like being overweight, and guys, like body size doesn't matter. Like none of that shit matters to me. Like I've lost about 45 pounds and I've kept it off because I just take really good care of my body. You know, I'm an intuitive eater and I know how to take care of this body now. But you know, having excess weight on us, it's such a burden to the body. It's such a burden to the body. If you're having skin problems, lymph is related. Sorry, if you have weight issues, lymph is related. Skin problems, lymphatic system is related. Bowel problems, your lymphatic system super duper matters, you know? So with whatever types of problems you might be having, whether it's like mental, emotional, anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, bipolar, we've got headaches, we've got migraines, we've got yeast infections, we've got skin problems, like whatever your problems are, they're going to be related to your colon, to your liver, to your lymphatic system. Yeah, and hey guys, and so for anybody that's underweight, I mean, like we still gotta work to cleanse these situations. And for anybody that's underweight, it's like, okay, are we at a weight that's comfortable for us, but it just seems underweight compared to obese America? Or are we actually underweight and in a place where it's like, oh no, like really having more weight on my body would be healthful? Because often you did put 5 pounds on, okay, that is good. Often parasites can be related in situations where we're underweight and we're having a hard time building up our body weight. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways that we can go about gaining some healthful weight. And you know what? Let's do a mini class on that also, because that's something that I've dealt with a couple years ago. I unintentionally got down to 99 pounds and it was a very interesting human experience. It was a great point of reference, but you know, too skinny, frail skinny, that's not healthy skinny. Yeah, so, and also, Craig, like anybody, always feel free to reach out to me. I'm a little bit hard to get a hold of because all of my inboxes have been so full. I'm on like my 9th account because of censorship. So I've lost so many friends on here. I've lost so many connections. So your guys' best way to like really connect me, get my attention, email me. Email me, phone me, call me, okay? My phone number, I mean, I'll just put it in the notes and like legit, you guys just contact me, okay? Or email me at ivy@inspiredsovereignty.com, okay? And also, guys, I'm always happy to answer all of your questions. So, okay, so we're understanding right now that that the body, right? Body is a whole bunch of systems. Your lymphatic system, so darn important. So no matter what your health problem is that you might be experiencing, great chance that it definitely has to do with your lymphatic system. But then you also working on your lymphatic system is going to be of great support in your healing, okay? So if you've got stuff to heal, you have to learn about lymphatic system, which you're doing right now with me, and I commend you for it. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your willingness to do better for yourself, recognizing that the medical system ain't really gonna do jack shit for you all that much, right? Medical system, they're decent at diagnosing, but they know nothing about healing. They know about disease management because they manage to give us diseases and manage to keep us diseased. So let's go towards how about, what can you do to help your lymphatic system? What I'm doing will help, of course, and I'll talk more about this in a minute, but let me just cover these other little things first, okay? So warm water, like if you're dehydrated, your lymphatic system is fucked regardless because like you're dehydrated, okay? Guys, one time in 2011 was the last time I went to go and give blood, and I was so dehydrated that after like filling up the bag just a little bit, my body just stopped giving blood. Oh my God, somebody's getting a first colonic today thanks to me. Oh my God, where are you going? What city are you in? Congratulations. Are you going open system or are you going closed system? Okay, what I'm getting at though with my blood giving story is that when your body is dehydrated, all of the systems in your body are hampered. You know, everything's like, nothing can fully function. Nothing's gonna fully work properly and as intended because like there's not enough juice in the system, juice being water. Okay, and ideally, good quality water, because the quality of your water absolutely changes how your body is able to interact with the water, okay? Like quality obviously matters. Same thing, of course, we know that with the quality of food, obviously your body is going to interact with different foods, different chemicals differently. Exact same thing with the quality of water. Okay, Okay, let me just answer this quickly, guys. Seattle, you're going to the Tummy Temple. I think that I've seen their website and I think it's fantastic from what I remember. I think I've scoped out almost every colon therapist in North America. Okay, great. This is so good that everybody's getting colonics. I mean, not everybody's getting colonics, but everybody should be. Also, if anybody feels like taking a vacation to Chattanooga, Tennessee, guys, I will flush you out. I will flush you guys out really good. I mean, and I mean that in a good way. I didn't mean to make that sound weird. Jen, great that you're going for a closed system. That is what I have illuminated behind me through this chair. It's a very valuable way to do it, and you generally have a lot more one-on-one time with a therapist, which is so important when you're going for your first sessions, guys. And yeah, anybody can come and visit me, okay? Also, flights to Chattanooga are cheap, and guys, it's for your health. It's for your health. It's good. Okay, so when your body is dehydrated, when we're dehydrated, we cannot properly do anything. All of our functions are hampered because when you're dehydrated, right, your blood is thicker. So think of your veins. Think of this body is full of veins and this body is full of water. Most of this water is in the form of blood. A whole bunch of this water is in the form of the lymphatic system. So if I have like thick blood, like do I want to be pumping red yogurt through my veins? No. Like I want to be pumping blood, like nothing that is thick, you know? Okay, somebody's asking me, am I a barefooter? Do I walk bare feet? Is that what you mean? Okay, so guys, when the body's dehydrated, nothing functions properly. So your blood is thicker, therefore your blood is having a harder time getting oxygen all around your body. These look like two little boobies. This is so weird. Your body's gonna have a hard time getting nutrition and sustenance and oxygen to all of your cells. And so if you're dehydrated and your blood is thicker, when you're dehydrated, your lymphatic system, that fluid is also going to be thicker. Okay, so that means that your lymphatic system, like it's your garbage men, right? So your garbage men are gonna have a hard time moving. Your lymphatic system being your immune system. Your immune system is gonna have a harder time doing it. You know, they're just gonna be slow. They're gonna be stagnant. They're just not gonna be like boom, on the job, right? So number one thing is you want to hydrate your body. I took the longest time to say that. I'm so sorry. So best way is of course drinking at least 3 quarts a day of water. 3 quarts, 3 liters. That's not really enough at all though. You know, so guys, be drinking a gallon a day, ideally even a gallon and a half, but be drinking a gallon a day. There's no reason why we can't do this. Even like there's a lot of days that I don't do it, and it's like, Ivy, why aren't you doing it? You got stuff to heal. Do the thing that you know always works, okay? So same thing for you, friends. And ideally, this also matters. The best way to rehydrate your lymphatic system. Right? Because if we're going to be cleansing our lymphatic system, if we're going to be working with our lymphatic system, if you're not going to rehydrate your lymphatic system first by rehydrating your body just by simply drinking enough water and increasing the quality of your water, then it's like there isn't any point to us trying to work with the lymphatic system because if it's all like dehydrated in there, it's like let's not even mess with it. Just like keep living and try not to die. Okay? But like for us to actually work with it, we got to hydrate it first because then it's able to move and then we can manipulate it and work with it. Okay? So, drinking warm water, that's the key. Okay, for years now, I drink mostly only warm water. So, I always have a kettle on my stove, and then I'll have like whatever's in my jar. It's like I'll just add hot water. You know, I'll drink a bunch down and add more hot water, and it cools down or whatever. You know, I've had this extra jar in case, oops, in case I got really thirsty during this live. This is my extra jar. It was like boiling water, but now it's the perfect warm temperature, okay? So I've got warm jars of water at different temperatures all over my house, but I'm always drinking warm water. Okay, so really want to encourage you guys to adopt the habit of drinking warm water. Not hot water, warm water, okay? Because even think of like when you get into a cold tub, when you get into a cold bath, right? Anything cold, blood flow is going to draw away when something is cold. That's why, you know, when you're injured, we put a cold compress on something because it's going to like, you know, cool everything down and blood flow is going to move away from it. So when you're drinking really cold water, and this is why in Ayurvedic medicine, they say do not drink or eat anything really, really cold. Don't do it. Because when I drink, let's say I'm drinking cold water, because everybody's like, oh, I drink the cold water out of my fridge, right? And also, that fridge filter is baloney, okay? That fridge filter, that ain't filtering your water. That's just removing the smell of chlorine and the taste of chlorine, and that's it, okay? But anyways, when you're drinking that cold water and it goes into your stomach, immediately the blood vessels in the lining of your stomach are gonna be like, whoo, okay? That makes sense, right? So if it's cold water suddenly in your stomach, the blood flow is going to move away from the cold. Therefore, we have less blood in our digestive organs, but we want there to be lots of blood in our digestive organs because that's what keeps everything like working properly, functioning properly. That's what that's just what the body is supposed to do. Okay, so that's why then when we drink really warm water, and especially like I'm drinking alkalized 9.5 pH reduced electrolyte water that is also restructured. So the structure of my water is really, really small. So I get to absorb it way, way better than just like filtered waters or bottled waters. But anyways, the idea here, regardless of the type of your water, okay, like do the best that you can with what you got, but you make it warm so that I'm drinking all of this warm water. And then immediately it's like getting into the perfect temperature of a bathtub where it's like you just get in and you're like, oh, this is good. Just absorb me straight into the water, right? Like that really good temperature where immediately once you're in it, everything just relaxes and you're just like, oh my goodness, I can breathe. This is good, right? So drinking warm water is like that on your stomach organ. Don't you want would you rather have your stomach organ having like a cold bath or diving into a cold river in the winter? Or would you rather be like nestling your stomach organ into like the perfect temperature hot tub or bath, right? It's like, what would you rather experience? One relaxes you, the other one that like really, really constricts you, right? And tightens you. It's like we want to do the relaxing one. So we drink this really warm, not really warm water, just drink warm water, you know, like warmer than body temperature. Drink that in and then just allow that to just like soak into your stomach, into your blood vessels, into your lymphatic system, okay? So warm water, that is where it's at. This is one of the best way to rehydrate yourself. So you gotta be drinking enough water every day, ideally good quality, guys, because your water impacts everything. You are made of water. So the quality of your water absolutely impacts the quality of everything about you, okay? So enough water, good quality water, and make it warm. Try making it warm. I never drink anything cold. And if I do drink anything cold, you'll always see me with something really hot or really good and warm right beside it. So I'll be like cold thing and then warm, cold thing, warm, even though that contrast of temperatures can be bad on your teeth. So that part's not good, but always have something warm with you, okay? And especially if you're eating something cold, like if I was to have ice cream or something, you know I'm gonna have hot coffee, hot tea, or like hot water or something with it always, okay? So your water is your first way of remedying, repairing, rejuvenating, recalibrating, another beautiful word for your immune system, your lymphatic system. The next thing is gonna be movement, okay? So where I was talking before, your blood system has a heart. Your heart pumps your blood everywhere. Your heart is constantly pumping your blood. And oh my God, what happens if your heart stops? Either you die or you need to have CPR. What does CPR do, right? Guys, this is so smart. This is just working with the systems of the body. CPR breathes oxygen into your mouth, fills up your lungs, and then somebody does chest compressions, right? So that means that we first manually oxygenate the person's lungs and then we pump their pump. That's all it is. You know, it's not like they're necessarily always bringing the heart back to life. It's like a matter of like, you put oxygen into the body through the mouth hole, and then you pump in the center of the chest where their natural pump, their heart is, and then we're pumping this oxygen all throughout the blood. We're pumping the oxygenated blood all throughout the body. So we're literally keeping the cells of the body and the cells of the brain alive because we are manually oxygenating the blood and then we're manually pumping it for them, right? Because if the movement of blood stops happening, we die. That's what it really is. It's not just a matter of if the heart stops pumping, we die. No, it's like if oxygenated blood stops moving, we die. If we become stagnant in our waters, we die, you know? So that is why we end up doing CPR for people. Okay, and so for everybody that's coming in right now, I love you guys all so much. Thank you guys for being here. Yes, I be barefoot as much as I can all the time because I don't like shoes. Because then I'll lose my arches, like having good feet, and I got pretty feet, so I love my feet. And for everybody that's just joining us right now, if anybody wants to catch this replay, this is like a mini class, so there's very important things the whole way through in this lesson. Please also share this with people because like lymphatic systems, all of ours are pretty messed up right now to some degree, and this is a place for healing for all of us, for healing and cleansing, okay? Okay, so movement. So what I'm saying is that when we pump our heart, that's what pumps the blood around the body. So our other liquid system in the body, which is our lymphatic system, that needs to pump, we don't have a pump for it. So how do we move our lymph? Now that we've rehydrated our lymph because we're in the habit of drinking warm water all day, every day, and we're drinking enough water and we're improving our quality of water in the ways that we can, now we need to move our lymphatic system, okay? So one of the ways that, well, the primary way that we move our lymphatic system is by contracting our muscles. Okay, so by like running, by jogging, by jumping, and especially the larger muscles on the body. So, right, like your, I grab my belly because I'm thinking like, oh, all of my lymphatic system is here, which it is. So, you know, when you're doing belly rubbing or moving your belly in any way, or like jumping on a rebounder or a trampoline, it's really moving your belly. That's great for your lymphatic system, but also moving your leg muscles, your arm muscles, like where we have larger muscles on the body, we want to be contracting those muscles. We want to be moving, because that is what now then pumps the lymph through our body. So lymphatic system, we have to manually pump it ourselves. And that's why even like for elderly people, so please think about your grandparents and stuff. We want to make sure that they stay active as possible, because that's a huge part of their immune system. We got to keep their lymphatic systems moving. Okay. Same thing for anybody that's bedridden, to even massage them physically and to massage their lymphatic system, which we'll talk about in a second. It's so important because we have to keep the lymphatic system moving, because it doesn't have a heart that pumps it. Okay. In natural days, when we were all like tribes people, and you know, when we were truly indigenous people, that's when, like, if we'd be walking mostly naked all the time, and we're walking through the forest, we're walking through trees, and what would actually happen is that when you're like walking through the trees and you've got like all the trees like brushing on you and the leaves brushing on you and everything, that is actually moving your lymphatic system. So if you want, you can go get close to naked and go, or naked, whatever, and go like walk through a forest, and that's really, really good for your lymphatic system. So that's one way that we used to just naturally have our lymphatic system move, okay? And so with that, also the idea of massaging, you can go for lymphatic massages, and they're very, very helpful. You want to have already hydrated your lymphatic system. Again, it makes no sense to try to like move the lymphatic system if we're dehydrated and it's stagnant and it's congested. It's like, that's, you're just asking for detox effects, and that's not what we want to do. But lymphatic massages can help a lot. Most lymphatic massages, they're a really light and gentle touch. Like, it's not what you'd expect. They'll be like, oh, like really sweet. Well, just like really, really sweet touches. Okay. And that's like, that's a great thing if you want to go and pay for that. Another thing that is really helpful that you can do at home is stretching. You know, any form of stretching, very, very supportive for your muscles and therefore also for your lymphatic system. What I mentioned was rebounding. So like they're cheap now. You know, like the little trampolines, the ones that you buy for inside the house, those are amazing for your lymphatic system, to go and get on that for a couple minutes a day and just jump, because that's like slingshotting your lymphatic system around and also bouncing your gut. So it's great for your blood, it's great for your lymph, it's great for your gut. It's also a great time to do Kegels and work on your pelvic floor. And that's applicable for both men and women also. So rebounding is really helpful. I have another idea. Oh, I didn't even write this idea down. Dry skin brushing. Do you guys know what dry skin brushing is? It is very, very, very helpful. It's like, I've got all these tools, but I forget to use them on myself. So I'm happy that I'm teaching you, because truly, like, this is helping me walk the walk more, of course, right? I'm sure that you guys understand how that goes in life, right? So dry skin brushing, you want to get like a boar bristle brush, and I'll do a video on this specifically, but basically like your lymph moves in certain ways, and you've got certain drainage points in the body for lymph, okay? You've got drainage points here, like in your armpits, going into kind of by your breasts. Because also remember, like especially for women, we've got a whole bunch of lymphatic vessels also in the breast tissue, okay? So lymphatic movement is so important, especially for women, but really for everybody, of course. Okay, great. Yeah, great for everybody that already knows how to dry brush. But basically, we get naked and then we brush our entire body, just like on our dry skin, standing in our bathroom, we brush our whole body in certain directions. I'm gonna keep dropping all of these. And we bring all of our lymph to the drainage points in our body. And so again, drainage points in our armpits, drainage points in our groin. So there's a specific way to rub the body, but once you get used to it, it's really fantastic. And you know, when I was larger, when I had a lot more fat on me, I couldn't really feel it so much. But now that I'm tinier, when I'm moving my lymph with dry skin brushing, I can like really feel it move. And it's very, very interesting. Okay, I gotta get going here soon, guys. I love talking with you guys so much, but what else is important here? Who has questions about lymphatic system? If anybody does, and you know, I've got more people on here now than I did at the beginning, so I really wanna suggest to everybody to watch the replay because there's been important things this whole way through. Again, we're on like episode 85 of the podcast, Inspired Sovereignty Radio. If you like having these conversations about how to heal yourself, if you want to get in my head, and I've been working as a practitioner for 17 years, I've been cleaning shit out of people and parasites and yeast and everything else for 10 years. So I'm here as a resource to you guys. Okay. Also, I do sell Kongen medical grade water machine. So whoever right now is ready to make that step in their life, I'll tell you right now, it's actually extremely, extremely affordable, especially compared to what you're already doing right now for water. And these machines do last us for 40 plus years. So, I mean, it's literally like the most no-brainer investment. So anyways, you know, I've got so many different offerings for you guys, but I want to keep coming in here every day and doing these live lessons, or mostly every day, because again, like these small conversations that I've had with clients for over a decade, it's like these small little conversations, I mean, today this is a bigger conversation, but these small conversations can very easily change how we perceive our bodies, how we understand how we function. That therefore is going to change, right, our perception. Then that's going to change us taking right action. That's going to change the way that I feed myself or take care of myself or the way that I see myself. And then I'm going to take different actions, and then my actions are going to create different timelines. You know, so that's why like us learning together as a community is so, so, so darn important. This is really how we expand consciousness. So like, congratulations to every single one of you that spent a little bit of time with me. I'm sure that you learned at least one little thing, or you know, how you can apply this to your life in whatever way suits you. But like, let's start taking better care of our bodies. Let's make these bodies holy again, so that they can come online as multidimensional light projectors that are capable of anchoring in different timelines. Like, remember that we are the technology. We are the spiritual technology that they try to dim us and dumb us and kill us for all of the reasons, because of how powerful we are when we are in a clean, well-functioning body where like the electrical system is working, the fluid systems are working, all of the systems are working and come online. Like, this is what we truly, truly want to be doing, okay? Because this is, we are all together in a biological ascension process on planet Earth right now, and there's nothing that can stop it. You know, they're doing a lot of different things to try to stop this ascension process, but it can't be stopped. You can't, because it's a natural process that planets go through, and we are the inhabitants that are made of the planet now, you know? So what we're doing together here is very, very important. And I'm sorry that I'm the girl that's gonna talk to you about shit and worms and doing the work, but somebody's gotta do it, and I'ma do it in a way that's really loving. I'm gonna do it in a way that's intuitive. I'm gonna do it in a way that's intelligent and like fully fucking respecting you and loving you, dear soul friend, connected with me right now through the internet, you know? So please keep recognizing that we are here to first and foremost see the soul in one another, to know the soul in us. Please keep remembering that nothing really matters. Nothing that anybody thinks about you matters. You know, nothing, like so much of the stuff that we think matters, it doesn't. You know, we are here during this ascension event together. We are here to bring peace and harmony and healing to this planet. That's gonna, right? That takes us learning, that takes us seeing, that takes us really witnessing, that takes us going through all of the layers of dark night of the soul, and it's hard, but that's what we're here for. And you're here because you're the strongest of the strong. And so I'm here to help the strongest of the strong clean out their bodies so that you guys can fully, fully anchor the light and embody the soul that you are here to anchor and embody. Right? Because as long as all of these body systems that they have intentionally polluted, intentionally they fucked us up, you know, intentionally they have not taught us any of this stuff, you know, like all of that is so that during this ascension event, we would all have a harder time becoming spiritually online and connected and get over all of our own bullshit so that we can truly connect with one another and we can truly make this process safer for everybody and speed it up, you know? So for all of us adults that are conscious and aware, and like if you're connected with me on my account, like I'm sure you're conscious and aware and I fucking love you, you know? But for all of us, it's like we have to do the work of healing these bodies now. It's not something that's like, it's a fad or I'm just trying to get business telling you to do something. It's like, no, like soul talk, my soul to your soul. Guys, it's time to clean out those bodies so that those bodies can have the full genetic, multidimensional genetic potential and like fully realization that you are here to experience, okay? And so we have to clean the matrix out of these bodies, right? As we see all of these different systems of this old world crumbling around us, we have to mirror that inside of us. And I know that so many of us, we're doing the energetic work, we're doing the emotional work, we're doing the subconscious work. Now you gotta do the work in the body. In the flesh suit, in the flesh suit that they have poisoned with abominations of all kinds, okay? And if you guys, if you feel me on this part of the talk where it's like we just went metaphysical with it, we went spiritual with it, we went big picture and soul picture, on our podcast episode 77 and 78 on Inspired Sovereignty Radio, I break down really, really beautiful parts of the Essene Gospel of Peace. And that was Jesus's teachings on how to take care of the body, how to make these bodies holy again, how to purge the abominations within, because we are unholier and uncleaner within than we are without. Those are really good episodes, and it's like they're really spiritual episodes, but they're also so practical, and it's like literally the exact same shit that I've understood through firsthand watching and participating in 10 years of people cleansing their colons in front of me, you know, in my office. So those episodes are very, very helpful for anybody that's wanting to grow more in, let's say, like the emotional, spiritual aspect of cleansing and healing. But wherever we're at on the, you know, spiritually, emotionally, physically, like I accept you all and I love you all, but we all have this work to do, okay? So if we haven't done deep and thorough bowel cleansing before, let alone being on a path where we are continually maintaining healthy, cleared bowels, it's like right there, that's the biggest work. Oh, and let me also just quickly say, oops, didn't mean to change that. Okay, on that note, and guys, I'll get off of here in just a minute, okay? So stay with me for just a couple more minutes here. Okay, so to do all this work that I'm talking about in the body of like cleansing and healing all of the systems so that this entire human system operates as soul and God intends, right? Or whatever words fit for you, okay? Whatever words fit. But in order to do that, there's just two places that we start, okay? Let me make this so simple for you. We rehydrate the body because all systems, including the sewer system, your colon of the body, are going to first and foremost depend upon you being hydrated. We need your cells, tissues, organs, blood, and lymph all hydrated before we take the healing cleansing steps, okay? So the first thing always, always is going to be hydrating your body, period, okay? A gallon a day, best quality water that you can get. Come and talk to me about medical grade water because this is the technology that's been basically hidden for so long, okay? So let's talk about that. But number one thing is you rehydrate your body with the most water that you can, a gallon a day, a gallon and a quarter a day, a gallon and a half a day, within that realm every day, highest quality purified water, okay? Ideally living water, but the best water that you can every single day. As soon as you get up in the morning, you chug a liter of that, okay? Hey everybody, every single day you chug a liter. Real Liberation, I want you to watch the replay on this, okay? Because this might be an important video for you, and I teach a lot, and there's a lot of good shit in here, okay? Okay, the second thing, guys, okay, so step number one is we're gonna hydrate our body, and we're gonna do that for a couple solid days and weeks, okay? And that's gonna start hydrating your brain really good, and then you're gonna already start knowing what the next steps are, because you're gonna start coming online, because you're putting your body full of water, and water is the best conduit of electricity, okay? And soul is made of electromagnetic energy, which is, right, a form of electricity, okay? Real Liberation, to answer your question, I do not have a podcast episode about the importance of going barefoot. I know I talk about it in episode 51, which is our self-care 3-hour long episode. I believe that we talk about it in there, I think. But if not, I'm gonna do an episode. Thank you for that suggestion. Okay, so first thing, guys, we hydrate ourselves. Second thing is that we work on our bowels. So your colon is the sewer of the body. Most people's colons easily have 5 to 25 pounds of old poop stuck in them. Poop plus mucus plus yeast plus parasites plus a whole bunch of really bad bacterias. All in the colon, all the time, pounds and pounds and pounds of it is in all of y'all. unless you've done the work already, okay? So we want to start cleaning that out because that's a sewer of the body. We do not want to try going and doing any type of cleanse anywhere in the body. Don't you go buy that candida cleanse and just start it without rehydrating your body first and cleaning out your colon first and everything, okay? We rehydrate the body and then we work on gently, safely, intelligently cleaning out the colon. And then that brings the body online, okay? Once our colon is like really moving and stuff good, that gives us the thumbs up to then go into the next deeper layers of cleansing and healing, okay? But if we haven't first rehydrated our body and worked to be in cleansing the colon, you want to go find episode 34 of my podcast, and it's on psyllium husks and liquid bentonite clay. Or just go to our website under the cleansing tab. So go to inspiredsovereignty.com, go to the cleansing tab. It's read all of the pages. You're gonna learn, you know, you're gonna learn so much that I charge people to tell them, okay? So just go and learn it. It's good for you, okay? But we hydrate the body and then we get the bowels flowing. If the bowels aren't flowing and doing good, we don't do anything else yet. We do not go further until the bowel is working properly, okay? Like it's just, because if the bowel isn't functioning properly, if it's all congested and stagnant and we start doing like other healing things, even like cupping and stuff, you don't do stuff like this until the bowel is working better, okay guys? The bowel is king because the bowel regulates everything else in the body. If the bowel isn't able to purge toxicity out of your butt, into the toilet effectively and efficiently, we don't proceed further yet, okay? So that's the basics of what I wanted to say there. So I've been talking a really long time. I love you guys very much. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for learning. Thank you for having the aptitude and the willingness to learn stuff that's going to help you. So I will do an episode about going bare feet. If anybody else has suggestions, things that you would like me to teach you about, or even what are the health problems that you do have, let me help you with them, because most everything we can remedy on our own, okay? And I've helped people heal, I think probably every problem, close to every problem. So guys, just let me know, what is it that you are dealing with? And then let me do an episode teaching about that, because me teaching about that is gonna also educate other people on how they can go about their healing, okay? And guys, like, to understand that a lot of us kind of keep our health problems a little bit hush-hush. Guys, we're all dealing with them because we've all grown up in this matrix. So no guilt, no shame, even if you've been, you know, eating horribly and you know it or whatever, like no guilt, no shame. We all got to just approach this with love. And how do we go forward, right? We're going forward together. So let me help you. Okay. Let me help you guys. What is the best way to contact me? Okay, guys. So everybody can contact me, ivy@inspiredsovereignty.com. Emailing me, ivy@inspiredsovereignty.com. That is the easiest thing that you can do. I'm gonna be that crazy person. I'm putting my phone number in here right now. Do not bug me if you don't actually want my time. Okay, but if you actually are serious about wanting my help with your health, send me a text message, 423-551-0028. Do not spam me, do not bug me. But if you truly want this soul sister's help, send me a message. Let me know, because then I will, you know, then I know where to direct my attention. Because guys, like, I'm such an introvert, and you know, I've lost so many accounts because of the censorship, and that's honestly been a little bit hard on my heart. But I've got so many messages across so many inboxes that are just so full that, like, they're just so fucking full. So if you can email me or text message me, I got you, okay? I bet you I can help every single problem that exists, because that's just what I'm like, that's literally what my soul is here for. I'm here to help solve your problems and help you suffer less. That's like literally my driving force. So let me help you solve your problems, because then you're going to get through your problems so much faster, which means you're going to be in your next timeline so much faster. And why do you want to be in it faster? Well, it's going to be better for you, but it's also about when you're on that better timeline faster, then you play into other people's timelines from your higher timeline. The way that you affect others, and the way that, you know, this woven tapestry of time, you know, the way that your timeline enhancing sooner is going to lead to the enhancements of other people's timelines also sooner. We're literally all walking each other home, and like, we could walk and be a slow dawdle, or we can like sprint together, friends. Let's sprint together. Let's get this shit done. Cause like on the other side of our healing, God, guys, there's freedom. There's freedom and there's more awareness. I know that you guys are all so conscious already. I know that you guys are all such conscious, incredible people. And what is the you on the other side of this cleansing, of this healing? Because the shit isn't optional. Like, if you think it's just optional and you're like, oh, what she's talking about, it's neat, but it's not really for me. If you're in a body, this message is for you. You know, and the longer that you resist these messages, 10 miles in, 10 miles out, just come. Come do the good stuff now with us, okay, guys? Okay. Oh, hey, buddy, you're coming in right as I'm ending this. Okay, please catch the replay. There's so much goodness in this that's necessary for all adults to understand, especially if you have fucking kids, guys. I'm sorry to swear, but, like, guys, we gotta adult better than we have the last couple, you know, decades. So, okay, love you guys all so much. Catch us on the replay. Please, please send this to somebody that you know that has gut problems, skin problems, lymph problems, immune system problems, whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay. And real liberation, if you want, how will you know when the barefoot episode is going to be? It will probably be next month. Well, I mean, I can do a mini class on it. How about this? I'll do a mini class on this subject tomorrow. Okay. And then also that all of these mini classes, at least the ones that I feel like I teach good in, I'll put these up as bonus content on the podcast also, since that reaches a population that isn't all here on Instagram. Okay, so guys, what do you guys think of my cupping? I think it went pretty good. These are pretty good and swollen. So I'm going to drink plenty of water tonight. I'm going to have a really good like shower later. I'm going to keep putting my balm on it. I'm going to call this Ivy Balm. It is made of shea butter and coconut and organic beeswax and rosemary and manuka honey, shea, coconut, and olive oil. So if anybody wants this, I was thinking of making it because it's so healthy. Okay, real liberation, what time tomorrow? How about, okay guys, I'm gonna go teach everything that I know about barefoot. Do I know a lot? I know enough. Okay, I'll teach about barefoot tomorrow. Let's say, I don't know what's going on tomorrow. 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sure, okay, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, real liberation. We have a date. We're gonna talk about being barefoot on the earth and all of that goodness, okay? Okay guys, I love you guys all so much. I got a meeting I gotta be in a couple minutes. Take care, whatever even suggestions that you guys have. It's like, guys, recognize that if we're connected, like if you feel really connected with me, we have this bond for a reason. And you and I, we're gonna be soul friends for a long time, but I have medicine for you. You know, I'm not social in your guys' lives because I wanna just, I don't know, be social. Like, no, I'm here literally to help you guys suffer less and help you guys transform into the you that exists in this next timeline that's like we're opening the door to. So it's just, now is the time. So hit me up for all of you who are ready right now. I know that not everybody's gonna be ready to embark upon this path right now, right? Because everybody in their own sacred timing. And that's why, like, I'm not pushy. But for those of you that do feel the call now, don't disregard your intuition, okay? Don't disregard your intuition. Listen to your intuition. It's telling you stuff for a reason. And I love you guys. And I'm gonna see you tomorrow. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys soon. Please comment on anything that I can help with, like on this replay. Please send this to your aunt. Send this to your mom. Send this to your neighbor. Like, just send it to, and if you don't know how to send it to be like, I think you should work on your health, just be like, hey, this girl is interesting and I just learned a couple things. Thought maybe it'd be interesting to you, you know? Just say something like that. Okay, I love you guys so much. Yeah, and please also, like, if you have friends that need healing, kind of get them in contact with my account here, okay? So that I will keep doing this every day. This is my part. So do your part and show up for our free classes for the re-education of humanity, okay? Love you guys, bye.